Blog Talk Radio.
And we are at show number 40. This is the Madden voice, the voice of the Madden community. This is Commissioner T with the EAFL. And show number 40. We started almost a year ago. I'm not exactly sure the date, but I know it was March of last year. And 40 shows, probably be up to 42 or 43 in a year. I think that's pretty good. And we are excited. We have an incredible show tonight as we count down to the one and only Players Bowl. We're going to just have anybody who is anybody associated with Players Bowl on the show tonight, and we're just truly excited, and we're really, really ready to get that pumping. But before I do that, I'm hoping that most of the guys in the league got the message to listen to the beginning of the show, at least. So hopefully the whole show, but at least the beginning of the show. And if not, we'll certainly be sending out notices for the archives. I just, you know, as commissioner of the EAFL, owner of the EAFL, wanted to kind of make a statement, and I wanted everybody in the league to hear it clearly, and then I'll move on and shift into Players Bowl mode. But, you know, lately on the forums, and again, we are partnered with the Madden Lab, and we use the Madden Lab site for our forums. And lately on the forums, there's been a rash of people quitting the EAFL and feeling a need to go on there and post that they're quitting, and all of a sudden they're too busy with school or this or that. And it's really done in a way that it's supposed to garner some level of respect, because they're letting us know, and we're supposed to applaud them that they came on to our forums and done this. And I guess I should stop and make sure that everybody hears me, because we had this problem last week where no one could hear me, and I had to do some things. And before I continue, let me just make sure and check with the chat room that everyone there can hear me. Can everybody in the chat room hear me? And then I'll continue, and then we'll move on to Players Bowl. But someone confirmed that I can be heard, and I will move on and finish my statement. And I'm waiting for confirmation. No, there is a little bit of a delay between my live words and what people in the chat room can hear, and I'm hearing that people can hear me. Okay, great. Someone logged in and said that they couldn't hear anything, so it must be them and not me. Anyway, we have many different leagues, and people quit. People quit. That's what they do. And I just want to clarify two things. The first thing is, I don't condone quitting. The league doesn't condone quitting. No commissioner should condone quitting, and I don't care what your reasons are. And if it sounds harsh, get over it. I don't care. If you feel a need to quit the EAFL, quit. Just go to League Daddy, resign, and move on with your life. Wish you well, but we're going to move on too. If you need to quit, then just quit. Don't come and post a speech about how you're, you know, you just don't have the time and this. I don't care. The league doesn't care. Your opponents don't care. I don't want to hear it. And I will continue to shut down every post I see where someone feels like they deserve a prize for announcing that they're quit. And anybody in the league that thinks that that is not okay, please feel free to go to League Daddy right now and resign from the league. Period. I don't like quitters. I think anyone who makes a commitment should finish their commitment. And if you start a season, finish the season, then quit. That's fine. If you need to quit, then just go to League Daddy and do so quietly. We don't need the announcement. Second announcement is simply this. I am who I am. I'm going to be who I'm going to be. And anyone who doesn't like it can leave the league too. This is a serious league for guys that enjoy the game and want to play on the highest level of competition. And if guys want to join the league and then criticize how we run things and how we do things, then they need to move on. Go start your own league. Go do something different. But I want two things to be known. Number one is, quitters will always be frowned on. And number two, please do not tell — I have 10 commissioners, okay? We understand how to do what we do. Don't want your suggestions, your advice. And if you want to give us advice, send a PM. Don't turn it into a post or a thread or a long conversation. If there is something that you've observed and you want to give us some input, okay, fine. Send me an email, send a PM. Give me a call. But let's keep all that off the boards. The message boards are for scheduling games, enjoying each other, maybe talking a little smack about some things. But all this other stuff, I've had enough of it. I'm shutting it down, and I'm letting everybody know. I want everybody in the EAFL to understand that this is the way it is. We are at 7 leagues for a reason. We are soon going to be at 9 leagues by the end of the month. There's a method to how we do what we do. Just respect it. Respect the league. Respect your opponent. And guess what? I'll respect you back, okay? Done. End of the conversation. I'm moving on. Players Bowl now. We are as excited as we can ever be about the buzz in the Madden community. The tournaments are hopping. It is amazing what we are seeing out there. There are tournaments, multiple tournaments on the same day that are standing room only. We have the tournament directors out there are seeing great numbers again. And Commissioner Bobby Storm, with his infinite wisdom, has extended the pre-registration date for Players Bowl in response to the overwhelming response to Players Bowl, giving guys a few more days to get up off their money. So you have until Friday to pre-register for Players Bowl, so make sure you do that. And with no further ado, as our premier guest, along with a lot of other people that are going to be calling in, we have the GTP commissioner himself. Commissioner Storm is on the line with us. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's up, fellas? What's up, fellas? Thanks a lot, man. What's going on?
No, not too much, brother. Good to have you on the show.
I see you dressing all the leagues and all the ballers, trying to get them straight, huh?
Well, you know, me, you, and Kev had our Coach K had a really good talk yesterday, and I think we agree on a lot of things. And you know, just as we said yesterday, when you're trying to build a team, there's certain standards that you're going to have, and you know, that's really what it's all about. We have a great league, and there's certain standards that just as you have with GTP, you've got probably the top crew out there right now, and you have certain standards for people that are going to be in GTP, and they've got to accept those standards if they're going to represent your organization. It's the same thing with the EAFL. There's just certain standards that we're going to have, and guys that don't think they can meet those standards or don't care to meet those standards, then they can move on and go elsewhere, and we wish them well.
No doubt. Well, the league is only as strong as the ballers and the commits that's running the league. So, we got rules. And they gotta abide by them. We all gotta get along and play our part, and the league will keep on going. When guys, join and don't finish the season, it just messes it up for everybody. And guys have to understand that. So they got to play their part and do what they're supposed to do, play their games whether it's offline or online. And the league is continuing to get stronger. And then guys can travel and really make a whole lot of noise. You know what I mean?
So. That's right. That's you know what? That's really I couldn't have said it any better. And on a just a side note, and I see one of the callers is doing this. Anyone who calls in tonight, if you have not been arranged to be on the show, some of you have. I know you're calling in, and I have your numbers, and that's straight. But if you're calling in and you want to be recognized, press 1, and that'll show me that you want to be recognized. A lot of guys call in, and they just want to listen. So I'm going to let those guys just call in and listen. And if I know you're calling in, as I have a list of guys that are calling in to talk about the Players Bowl, you're straight. But any new guys that are calling in, if you just want to call in and listen, you don't have to do anything. If you want to be heard, press 1, and then that'll show me that you want to be heard, and then I'll get you on the line. And speaking of champions, and speaking of tournaments, and speaking of GTP's crew, we are also proud to have on the line with us the man himself, champion of King of the Couch last Saturday, and we have Dynasty on the phone with us. Welcome to the show. I'm going to give you a little applause, too. so I can't give you as much as your I can't give you as much as your commissioner, but I got to give you a little something.
Oh man.
Welcome to the show, Dynasty.
Yep. Thank you for having me.
No problem. All right. Let me see. Let me just make sure I got everybody who we have a caller. So let's go ahead and take the caller real quick. 609 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's up? It's Little Man.
Little Man, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks.
All right. So, Bobby, you've extended the pre-registration for Players Ball.
No, I mean, the pre-registration is still set up. It's the actual pre-rate. The smallest rate that you can get in, we extended it another week. I mean, you can still pre-register for Players Ball up till the day of. It's just it gets higher as you go on, and some guys
wait
till the last
minute.
Yeah, some guys wait till the last minute, and then, of course, it's going to be a higher price at the door. We don't want you to pay a higher price. We want you to pre-register. That way it's easier for us to get them guys in the brackets and get started. And the guys that come early will be rewarded. So it's like pre-register, get it out the way. If you know you're coming, you might as well save money. Why pay extra money at the door? So because I talked to Hustle. Hustle's getting ready for it. Is Top on the line yet?
We have not gotten Top on just yet.
Okay, yeah, I'm expecting him here from Top. I didn't talk to Top. For guys that have been out there, you know, Curly Top, the MC at Madden Challenge, has MC Players Bowl a couple of times, and he might be making an appearance this year. So him and Hustle could possibly be doing the MC, so that's something to look forward to. But as far as the registration, it's still up and popping, and it's looking good. It's only been up 3 weeks. And we're well. The numbers are looking very, very well. That's why I extended another week. So, guys, get that in there and get that out the way and bring your controllers in and be ready.
It sounds good. I also see, but he hasn't pressed one. I do see Bad News, another GTP member on the line. But last time he was just listening. So, Bad News, I just want to recognize you. And if you want to chime in, just press one and I'll make sure you get some airtime as well. So, you're talking about the possibility of having Hustle Man, one of the premier DJs and hype men out there, along with Curly Top, another premier hype man. You're talking about having them both at Players Bowl.
Mm-hmm. That's how we did it years ago before Top got onto the challenge tour. Them two together is like a sight in itself because they feed off each other. And they mess with every baller, and they talk to everybody, keep the audience going. It's like it's a total party in there for 12-plus hours. All man and them two, them two is crazy. Them two are really crazy.
Man, I look forward to it. Dynasty, we got you back. I think we lost you for a minute, but you're back now?
Yeah, my phone went out. So my bad.
No, that's fine. And speaking of the devil, the proverbial devil, we are also proud to have on the line with us the one, the only, Curly Top is on the phone with us.
Yes, gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
Yes, sir. What's up, Top?
We're doing good, brother. You know, is it safe to say that we can say that you might very well have the most recognizable voice in the Madden community?
I mean, hey, y'all hear me. I don't really, you know, I hear the whole different perspective. I don't know. No, it's not me. It's Rico Hollywood Williams. Rico Hollywood Williams has the most. It's his voice right there. Rico's is 10 times more memorable than mine.
Well, I, you know what? I think it's a close one, man. I mean, as soon as you got on the line, man, I was ready to pick up my stick and start playing. As soon as I heard your voice, I was just went to my controller, man, and was ready to play. So we hear that we may be blessed with your presence at Players Bowl.
I don't know if y'all know where I started. You know what I'm saying? This is the king of the underground. This is why I'm deep-rooted with the community. Players Bowl. This is where the best of the best come. They lock up. They do it. Every slogan, all the shit talk that you hear, it all started at that Holiday Inn on, what is it, 4th and Ark? Or, I ain't from Philly. Where that is, right?
Fourth and Ark.
Yeah.
Fourth and Ark. I'm not even from that city, and I remember the corner. That's what this all about. So definitely, man. If things work out right, I'm in there.
Man, I can't even put words to the possibility of the both of you guys and Bobby saying that this is a throwback to back in the day. Now, I had the privilege of me, Bobby, and Coach K had a nice chat yesterday, and Bobby really gave us a sense of the history of what's been going on in the tournament scene. And Top, man, I mean, I would have never known, but Bobby tells me that, you know, it wasn't all that long ago you were, you know, like a top three guy in the country. Am I hearing this correctly?
I mean, hey, you know, he ain't hired me for my looks, you know. it was actually my voice, but I mean, yeah, man, I was an animal, you know, before the problems and the secrets and the, you know, whoever. And your boy Top was the 69 time grand champion, you know, and I actually won more, but I just got stuck on that number. And in short, man, hey, this was, you know, nobody remembers because it wasn't documented. You know what I mean? The only documentation we got is Bobby, you know, is Brown. These are the guys that was throwing all the big tournaments back then. And a big tournament back then was, what, $1,000? You know, it's a different time, a different era. I wish I was born a decade later and be chasing these 100 stacks with these young boys. But, hey, it's what it is. You know, if I'm remembered for talking shit on a mic, that's why I'm remembered.
Hey, I hear you. Now, speaking of the mic and getting the hype up, we are also proud to have with us someone who called into our show many, many months ago, and we're glad to have him back on the show. But we now have also Hustle Man. Hustle Man, welcome to the show.
What's going on, fellas? Hey, I just want to reiterate that Top was probably not one of the top three. He was probably the top two. Between him and Cocky Lou, they was probably running the whole country at one time. I mean, Top, when he had them Giants, they was rolling. I remember one time he went down to Baltimore, Brown had a tournament at the Pool Hall. And he had to face Jimmy. He had to face my man Franchise in the championship game. And Jimmy had him all the way up until an onside kick with, like, he was down by, like, four. And he got an onside kick, and he got the ball back and scored. But definitely, Top was definitely one of the top two players ever
appreciate
during
that
his era.
I appreciate that. So what's going on, Hank?
Everything good, man. I'm just in city of brotherly cold right now. You know what I mean? Got a nice chill going on up in here.
That's that East Coast for you.
Yeah, that's how we do, though. I wouldn't have it any other way.
So maybe, you know, can you guys give us, I mean, you know, I'm salivating at the possibility of the dynamic duo.
But let me chime in before you get started with them. Just to reiterate, for guys that don't know, they've been on the board, Players Bowl is April the 4th. They got 1 month. April the 4th, 2009, and we're guaranteeing 3,000. And the reason we're able to guarantee 3,000 is Players Bowl got a sponsor called BringIt.com.
Bring it! BringIt.com, baby.
These guys are number one in America. These guys need to go on this site. This site is all that. You need to try them out. And is Woody on the line?
We don't have him yet. I am eagerly awaiting his call.
Yeah, I've gotten some calls. But he's gotten our sponsor is able us to guarantee $3,000. So it's not no based on participants. The pot is not questionable. Guys, come get this money. This money's available for you.
If anybody's mad enough to come to Philly and do it, you know, outside, I just got to say this. And Top, I know you guys throw a fantastic man in challenge throughout the year. But I got to say, without a shadow of a doubt, for the competition level and the drama and the adrenaline rush, Bob's Philly tournament is probably the best there's ever going to be. For one day, you got some of the best players, not some of them, all of the best players in the country coming into one city, into one hotel, into one room, and getting it on. And it ain't 2 minutes, it's 5 minutes, so you know who's the better man at the end of the day.
Oh yeah, I did to piggyback on what the Hustle's saying. You know, it's not your 600-700 randoms that, you know, is pretty much in your way in these brackets so y'all can finally get to this final 32. This gonna be your best 150 that would make it to any 32 in any city and y'all going at it. You know what I mean? You're going to get the people. You get your stragglers. The stragglers always come. But nothing is guaranteed. Every game's a hell game, and you got to be better than that person next to you.
That's without question. I mean, you can't even, you know, it used to have been years ago that you could say, all right, I want to get in this bracket because it looks like I got a couple cupcakes. I mean, you know, you might get one cupcake out of your whole day. You know what I mean? And at this stage with the online play, everybody knows what everybody's doing. So it's so killer when you're coming through here. That's why if you got the type of game that's necessary to win in Philly, you are definitely, definitely one of the best to ever do it.
You know, and I think, and I was not at Players World last year, but and I think it was last year that Problem, who at the time was probably considered the best out there, you know, and he goes to Players Bowl and first round gets upset. So, you know, what you guys are saying is absolutely true. I mean, there's no slacking. There's no, okay, this is going to be an easy game. You know, right from the get-go, you could be looking right across. You know, you could be a top guy yourself and looking next to you and, oh, my God, you know, it's the guy you saw on the bus or it's someone you saw in Turks or it's someone you saw at an MC Regional because, you know, I've been reading the boards, I've been following the boards, and the hype around this is, for me personally, the hype is unprecedented. I haven't seen this much hype, you know, in a few years that I've been involved. I haven't seen it this hype. This, you know, we said, Kamish said, we got a month to go. And, I mean, the hype is just unbelievable.
I mean, and the piggyback on what you're saying, my Facebook, MySpace, all day long, it's the same thing. Top, what's up with Philly? Top, what's up with Phily? And I'm like, I ain't talked to Bobby yet, y'all. Jesus, slow down. So the buzz, the buzz is real. That buzz is real. These boys sitting in my – there was a time they used to put all this stuff on my page. But everybody that was putting it on the page was becoming, you know, getting humiliated. So now it's all in my inbox. They secretly trying to make sure, well, what's going on, telling me they're going to win this. Because the reality of it is, y'all boy, Game Time Philly's Dynasty ain't win no Madden Challenge to get on that bus. Dynasty was winning these underground tournaments and got on that bus. So, people ask me all the time, Top, how you get on that bus? Get your ass down to 4th and Arch, Holiday Inn. That's how you get on that bus.
It all starts there. Every single champion or every big name who's ever been on that bus has been to Philly. It ain't been, you ain't getting on the bus unless you go to Philly and get yourself out there. And not just go to Philly. You got to go out. You got to go to Philly and perform. You know what I mean?
I heard that. Hey, let me also introduce, let me bring in, you know, we talk about who makes all this possible, and certainly, you know, Bobby Storm with GTP and the whole crew, but also the sponsor, BringIt.com, and we've got Woody from BringIt.com on the show. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Thank you guys for having me. Psyched to be here, psyched to be a part of Players Bowl and the whole Madden movement.
Hey, Woody.
What's going on?
You all right now? I was trying to call you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everything good now?
Everything is good, man. I'm straight. Sorry I'm late.
Okay, no, glad to have you. These guys, this is Woody from BringIt.com.
What's up?
What's going on, Woody? What's going on, man? It's awesome.
What's going on with you? Yeah, well, you know, we're psyched to be a part of Players Bowl. You know, BringIt.com, we're new on the scene. We really thought we'd come on. We want to shake things up, you know? We got one company out there that's sort of been the leader in the marketplace for a while, and we want to come on. We want to provide the gamers with exactly what they want. So, you know, we got guys like Dynasty on our site, Chuck, who, I don't know, he might not be the best Madden player out there, but he's got a big mouth, so we like having him. We got Truth, a lot of other players. You know, we're really trying to provide a niche for the best gamers to test their skills when they can't make it to the, you know, the brick and mortar tournaments. But we really, really are excited to be working with Bobby, be on the show with you guys, and be part of the best tournament out there, the Players Bowl.
To interject real quick. Oh, I'm sorry. I just want y'all to
just,
Chuck might not be the best at his phone. I'm sorry, bro.
Hey, Woody, just because I'm always sensitive to the fact that, you know, our show every week we get new listeners, and not everybody, you know, I know Bring It and a lot of the hardcore guys know, but just give us your elevator speech on what Bring It is and what Bring It's trying to do in the community.
Absolutely. For everybody out there, bringit.com. Basically, we are a safe, secure website that allows you to go online and set up a match against similarly ranked players and compete in either one-on-one or multiplayer NCAA bracket-style tournaments. It's free to sign up. You get a free username. Just go to bringit.com, sign up, create your username. You put your gamer tag on there. It supports both PlayStation, Xbox, and even the Wii. It's the future of competitive gaming, we think, online.
Well, that's sweet, man, and we certainly know who has kind of controlled that market. So, you know, competition is good, and I think you guys are certainly starting off. You know, I see you on the Madden Lab, and you got nice visibility there, and then partnering here with the Players Bowl and Bobby and his group. I mean, you guys are certainly taking the scene by storm.
You know, and I appreciate that. And, you know, for the people who don't know us, I invite you just to come and check us out. Like I said, it's free to sign up. But, you know, some of the things that we offer is 24/7 customer service, live help whenever you need it. We understand people are putting money onto a site. Everyone works hard for their money, especially now in this economy. Okay, so you know what? You want to be protected. We're providing that protection. We're really trying to provide a site for gamers, by gamers, and we got a real, real, real special surprise for everybody coming up right around Players Bowl. So if you check us out now, we're going to have something totally bonkers for everybody right around Players Bowl. But even more so than that, you know, the guys from Players Bowl, Bobby and the whole crew, Game Time Philly, we're going to have some tournaments on the site in the next couple of days where you can actually win an entry to Players Bowl. So be sure to check us out for that as well.
Yeah, that is very exciting. Bringit.com. Sounds like you guys are going to do some really good stuff. And, I mean, this is what we're talking about when we talk about partnerships and collaborations and people trying to work together and, you know, figuring out, okay, what's the niche and what is it that someone's not doing that I can slide in there and get done. And this is exactly what, you know, we've been preaching for the last few months on the show. And it's just great that it's actually happening. It's actually, you know, and of course, it's, you know, I gotta give credit where credit is due. But, you know, the vision of you, Bobby, is incredible. You know, I admire the things that I see you do. And there's not a lot of people out there in this business that I say I admire, but you certainly keep on top of things, and you have a vision that a lot of guys can really learn from in perspective of where this community can go.
I appreciate the compliments. It's a situation where, like you know, where we came from, you know, like you said, like Top said, and Hustle said, and Brown, you know, we've been doing these tournaments for years, and we've been living in that environment, playing for years, and we want to keep it going. So in order for guys to keep it going, the balls to keep it going, they got to come out to these tournaments. They got to support. You know, they got to get along. And then when it's all said and done and all them zeros is on the clock, you know, shake hands, give each other a pound, and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? No nonsense. Just play the game. You know, talk shit and do all that, whatever. But it's mad. It's mad. When it comes down to it, it's mad. When the game's over, if you lost, just keep it moving, you know? But you got to keep it going. They got to keep the tournaments going.
You know, I love it. I love the fact that what Bobby's doing and, you know, just keeping that competitive nature alive, you know. It's really bringing together a whole community, and it's something for everybody to look forward to. I mean, the buzz around what you guys have created is just tremendous. I mean, myself being definitely a newcomer to the Madden community, you know, it's awesome to be on the show with you guys and be partnered, you know, with Game Time Philly and the Players Bowl because, you know, that is definitely where it's at right now.
Let me just piggyback something, and I think this is something that goes understated when it comes to Game Time Philly, especially Bobby. You know, and I know, you know, Top, you know this for sure, right? That every single year at a Madden Challenge, Bobby seems to produce somebody that's making noise in there. If it ain't Gene, it's 40. If it ain't 40, it's Dynasty. If it ain't Dynasty, we could go all the way back to Justin Untouchable. You know what I mean? Bob does a tremendous job on a year-to-year, day-to-day, month-to-month basis and going out there and finding some of the best talent in the city. And the talent that he gets in the city, he can travel throughout the country and make noise. You know what I mean? Six all day. You know what I mean? Little Man, Brandon. These are guys that's well-known around the community, and Bob does a tremendous job of bringing these guys to the forefront and getting them out front on these bad things. You know what I mean? We got Bring It behind us. We got Curly Top coming up. I mean, it's going to be a fantastic tournament. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, it can't be stated enough that how strong it is. And let me also take a minute to just plug a little something that we do, since I have everybody's attention, instead of waiting until the end of the show after I say goodbye. But, you know, we certainly at the EAFL try to do things to just support and help out. And after looking at the dates of the events that are going on this month, we know T-Boy has a tournament on the 14th in Harrisburg. We know Rod has one on the 21st in Jersey. And we know LAB, and I think LAB's on the line, and I'll get him on in a minute, has one also on the 21st. So we looked at March 29th, Sunday before Players Bowl, and said, okay, you know, we ran a little small online tournament a few weeks back, had a decent turnout, had a you know, nice little payout, and it worked well. So now we're going to do it again. And we're not doing this for the money. We're just doing it to offer everybody one final shot to tune their skills up in some level of a competitive nature, kind of the last shot or will be one of the last shots before Players Bowl. So it's announced on the Mad Lab, and we'll post it on different forums, March 29th, online tournament. You don't even have to leave your house. $22 to join. We take no money out of it, so it's all going to be paid out or PayPal. And again, we're doing this just not to compete with anybody and anything else that other people are doing, but just as an added benefit for league members and just for anybody that says, hey, you know what, you know, we want to play, we want to get competitive, and, you know, we want to give it a shout. So March 29th, stay tuned for more information. The EAFL Classic Part 2. With that said, let me also welcome to the show, I believe this is Paul from Big City Tourneys.
Boys.
Paul must got Nextel.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
There you go.
Going on,
sorry.
I was listening to my... must got boots.
Sorry. My computer is not working for some reason, so I always just call in. So I want to hear the show.
Okay.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hi. No problem. I saw your number, and I didn't know if you wanted to chime in or anything, but well,
yeah, everybody,
thanks for calling.
Come to Harrisburg, Big City, be there, supporting T-Boy. What's going on, T-Boy?
We don't got T-Boy on yet, but
T-Boy.
No, he's not on yet, but I think he's coming though.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
he'll be calling in soon. So, all right, Paul, thanks for calling in. And we also have, I believe this is. I could be wrong, but I believe this is LAB Productions.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yo, what's going
How
on,
you
man?
Doing?
Bobby, what's going on?
Yeah, what's up? This Manny.
What's happening, Manny? Hey, did you wanna say anything? Or you just listening?
Oh yeah, I just wanted to say I just got on like at 9:18, so I was running late for work, but I had to call in. See what's going on. I didn't get on last week, but I did take it off the internet, listen to it off the internet. I mean, I just wanted to say, what's up?
No, go ahead.
I heard that you was doing a tournament online, like for the Players Bowl, and I was like, I joined it again just for the support. to my competitive edge. And you already mentioned that we have a nice tournament on the 21st, right before the Players' Bowl, and we will be at the Players' Bowl. And my brother, he spoke to Bobby about having our tournament represent his, not represented, but like I, as a grand prize, along with the $700 that we're giving out for the first place winner. The winner have a free pass to his tournament, and my brother shared everything with me that he speaks to the outside tournament providers with, and just wanted to know how we're going to go about doing that.
Well, we have Bobby on the line with us, so let me just make sure I understand. Are you saying, and Bobby, you can confirm this? Is that an added benefit to winning their tournament as well? I've seen that with a couple of the tournaments. Entry into Players' Bowl.
Yeah, I talked to a couple. I think T-Boy has one extended. Rod had one extended for KOTC, and we have one extended down on VA as well. Entry in the Players' Bowl. They win the tournament.
Don't forget about online. We're gonna have an online playing as well at BringIt.com. So you gotta.
Yes, definitely the online tournament, which will be in a few days, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Online tournament. So definitely the winner of that tournament. We'll definitely get free entry into Players Bowl. And also, don't forget about the EAFL promo code that we have set up. You get 20% bonus on your deposit, guys. So when you set up an ID with BringIt.com, you get 20% bonus on your deposit. And then promo code is EAFL. Since we're on the radio talking about this, so the promo code will be EAFL. So you want to get that out there.
Yeah, just want to give back to all your listeners and say, you know, a little thanks for having Bring It on the air. Really appreciate it, guys.
So, you know, to recap, so everybody is clear, if you're hearing this live, if you're hearing this in the archive the next day in your car or in your iPod, a lot going on here. Just to kind of summarize it all, first thing is let's talk about BringIt.com. Sign up right away. Use EAFL as your promo code and get a 20% benefit for joining. Look out for their tournament because they're going to be having an online tournament coming up in a few days. The winner of that will get free entry into Players Bowl. On March 14th will be Harrisburg, and we're expecting T-Boy on soon, and he'll talk a little bit more about that. The winner of that tournament gets a free entry in the Players Bowl. On March 21st, there are two tournaments, LAB Productions down in Virginia and King of the Couch in Jersey. Both of those winners will also get a free pass into Players Bowl. And just to round out the month, join the EAFL Classic too and make some pocket money so that you can go to Players Bowl. So there's plenty of opportunities in the month of March to tune up your game, to get your game tight, so nobody can go to Players Bowl and say they weren't ready, they didn't have enough time. There are multiple opportunities. Everybody's doing things this month of March, and it really is with the focus of getting everybody ready for the granddaddy of them all. You know, as Top and Hustle were both saying, probably the top tournament of the year, and that's Players Bowl.
Coach, I'm glad you recapped that, because my man sounded like he had a whole raw potato in his mouth. I didn't know what he was saying.
Well, he was trying. He was trying. Let me just make sure that I'm not missing anybody here because we got a lot of calls. And again, if you want to call in, it's 347-838-9525. And if you do call in and you want to be heard, press 1. And on my switchboard, a little hand goes up, and that tells me that you want to be heard. We have Woody from BringIt.com on the line with us. We have Commissioner Bobby Storm from Game Time Philly. We have the two top hype men in the business, Hustle Man and Curly Top. We also have, in my opinion, the number one baller out there right now, and that's Dynasty himself. We have Little Man, probably one of the hottest up-and-coming ballers out there. And we have myself, Commissioner T, owner of the EAFL and a host of the Madden Voice. Now, Dynasty. Got to get you on here. Now, you've been quiet, brother. You're sitting back there taking it all in. You know, right now you're the man. You're hot. You know, you're hot. But I gotta ask you a question, and I told your commissioner I was gonna ask you this, and he gave me the okay. So I gotta ask you the tough question. You won King of the Couch last Saturday.
Yes, sir.
And there were some questions about the fact that you did win. You got to, you know, playoffs, and you won. You beat a guy that we know by the name of Joke. But a lot of people said, man, you know, Dynasty bought back twice, and, you know, is that fair? And, you know, I mean, you know, if you lose, you should be out, or maybe one, but two buybacks? I mean, come on. You know, and I'm not trying to, like I said, I told Bobby I was going to bring it up, so I'm not trying to corner you. But talk to me about that. Tell, now's your chance to kind of set that straight for everybody.
Wow.
First, I'd like to say that I wasn't, like, the only dude that bought back twice in the tournament. You had another guy in the Final Four. His name is Mr. Moss. I think he bought back twice. The guy, Evil O, he bought back twice. And it was down to me and him, and he was in my second round or my third or whatever, and the winner of that went to the playoffs. But, I mean, as far as people making just complaining about the buybacks, I really don't know what to say to them. I mean, at the end of the day, I was the person that got hot in the playoffs, and I just took it down. So I really don't know what to say.
So the Madden Challenge champion is buying back?
Look, stop.
Is that what happened?
I can't do nothing about two fumbles in one game in 3 minute quarters.
The once relatively unknown baller. Now the King of the Hill bought back twice.
I was having a rough day. I mean, my receivers were dropping passes. I was fumbling.
Let me just say, no excuses.
I'm about to stop you. I'm going to let you get it out because we're on the radio.
Let me just interject something right now. We don't want to hear your excuses. You
know
what I mean?
Never.
You got to go out there and you got to play games. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And you know, I'm behind you 100%, right? This is what you call a mulligan. You got your mulligan out of the way. So next month when we play for real, you done got all your fumbles and everything out of the way. You know what I mean? And you know, you got to give it, even though you're going out there and you're buying back this, that, and the other, what it shows me is that you have intestinal fortitude to think that somebody just got lucky and I'm just going to go out there and prove that I'm the best. You know what I mean? And, it, you know, truth be told, people have been buying back for years in these tournaments. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. We don't buy back in our generation.
I know last year for sure. Problem bought back in our tournament too, and then made a run. Everybody buys back. You know what I mean? Everybody buys back.
Hmm.
Especially if you got that change, Jay. You got the change. You can buy back as much as you want, as long as the person that's running the tournament allows it. You know what I mean?
Hey, Hustle, we come from a one-and-done environment. All this buying back, you know what I mean? This is what we do. We were more than prepared when we got there.
Hey, Tom, it's rough out here. You know what I mean? These teams are rough. You got to get these tournament organizers got to get their money how they can. The economy is rough. Obama's trying to bring it back. We done had a stock market dip 500 points the other day. You got to get that money however you can.
We're not talking about the money aspect of it. We're talking about the caliber of player that the Dynasty is supposed to be.
Well, you don't believe that Dynasty is the caliber player that he is? I mean, everybody, like you said,
who's got to be? I done seen the man's work. You know what I mean? I'm right there hyping his games up. So it's not about the buyback for the average guy. Dynasty? I'm disappointed.
Hey, buy back as long as they got buybacks, buy back. You know what I mean? Hey, listen. As long as Bobby willing to accept that change, Dynasty's willing to throw it. You know what I mean? Or whoever. You know for sure coming to fall, people gonna be losing to that unknown dude the unknown online player that I'm watching them that been laying lurking in the weeds and picking up everybody's stuff and they come up and smack somebody that ain't supposed to, so you know that cat won't buy back.
Hey, Hush, that's because these boys don't talk filthy. You know what I mean? They all nice to everybody, shaking their hands during the game, telling them good play. All that bullshit. Yo, you beat his head in. If you never saw him before, you beat him by 50. Anything else is unacceptable.
Were you trying to say that the younger generation is a little soft?
They real soft. And then not only are they soft with it, they don't even know what to scream out their mouth when they finally get hyped up. You know what I'm saying? Like, they finally there now. That eye of the tiger right there, and they just screaming out, "You don't know me." Now, come on, y'all, creativity at? You got to get in these boys' heads, man. Dynasty let that unknown dude come to Turks and Caicos and almost beat him. Talking filthy to him, ain't know what to say. The boy was nervous. I'm looking at this thing on ESPN saying, I know he wish he could take that back and come up with something more than "you don't know me."
Yeah, you're right, Top. You're right.
You got to get in these online boys' heads, man. They ain't like Mike Taylor takes it too far. We're going to talk about Mike Taylor for a quick second.
MTZ. Yeah.
That boy MTZ, he need legs.
MTZ's crazy, yo.
He goes a little too hard. That's jailhouse brutality. I mean, I don't know what that was all about. He, like he was in a bunk with the wrong dude in Central Booking. He took it way too far. But he got the concept of scanning an online ball. He just go a little rough with it.
Got to. You got to come strong, or you don't come at all. You got to come strong in these tournaments coming up.
Hey,
if
Top,
going
Brown
on,
just called me. Hey, Top.
What's up, babe?
Yeah, Brown just called me. He's going to be on the line soon if he ain't already on here.
The commissioner.
I'm telling you now. I'm just telling all the ballers that's out there right now that if you're going to be going out there in these tune-up tournaments to get your game right, you're going to bring it. You're going to bringit.com to get your game right. Get that free entry fee for my man Woody. If you're going to these other satellite tournaments around the East Coast, you better bring your game. And don't rely on them buybacks. You know what I mean? Because when the commissioner calls, that's it. And you're going to be left out in the cold. So you got to come out there and jump on top of some of these cats. Go right for their necks. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. Softball.
I know you know what I mean. You're probably one of the best to ever do it.
I mean, you know what? I'm not remembered for that. And I'm cool with it. Hustle, we had runs. And I mean, we come from a generation where there was a tournament every week, and now it's back. When I hear these dates, King of the Couch, Harrisburg, Players Bowl, three online tournaments, when I hear all that, that makes me warm, because that's how we got down. And that's the reason so many tournaments was won back then, as opposed to now, well, in the past years. I'm glad to see that the game is back and it's on track. We finally got it to where everybody can come out. Everybody got something to do. I didn't work for 3 years messing with Madden and didn't have to. You know, because the tournament team was that popping back then that I can't do no 9-to-5 with all this money running around here. And
free money, too. Free money.
Oh, we stole in places like D.C. and Virginia. I mean, it was only tough in Philly. You know what I mean? You wish you had a job in Philly. But outside Philly, every place else was cupcake.
New York.
I think the feds is looking for y'all right now for all that stealing y'all was doing back in there.
And they should. I tell you what. Oh, yeah. No, I ain't mean to leave out New York. That damn Young Guns was ridiculous. Outside of him, no. Everybody else was terrible. But... But Guns was that dude. Shout out to Guns.
Let me get a sidebar here if I can. You know what I mean? And me and 40, y'all, you know I gotta bring 40 into every conversation.
We love 40.
We love 40. Everybody loves 40, but I need to know from Curly Top, Because you've seen as much Madden as I've seen and as Bobby's seen. You know, Woody's a little new to the game. You know what I mean? But give me the top five Madden ballers of all time. If you had to do a Mount Rushmore and add one.
Wow.
Who would be the top five? Now, I have an idea. Let me give you my five, right? And I'm going to go in order. I'm going to put number one up there, and then the rest you could just throw in how you want. I'm going to say Lou Tillery is the best player I've ever seen do. Anytime a man can tackle young guns for $12,000 on the line,
that was just $12,000 on the TV. We ain't talking about the money behind it.
Oh, yeah. $12,000 stacked on top of the TV. And he makes a tackle one-on-one for the chain, Jay. He's got to be number one of all time. And he was
Hustle, you moving too fast. See, back then, you had to tackle them. There was no computer assistance. We were shitting the computer out his boots. You had to click on and make that play.
Yeah.
That was
a tremendous, and you know, a lot of, like you said, a lot of people, you know, you see these young guys right now wouldn't know what to say when they get all excited and stuff like that. They wouldn't know how to tackle young guns back then if they got excited.
I wouldn't know how to tackle young guns back then. Gun stick was phenomenal.
Customer ever, dog. He was the coolest customer. I don't care what anybody. 40 doesn't even put him in the top five. That would I find ridiculous.
Hey, you know what? How can you argue with that? How can you argue with 40?
I can argue. It's very hard, but I would.
I'm not arguing 40. If 40 in your top five, then he there.
40's in my top five. Big Gene's in my top five. Big Game.
No argument there either.
In my top five.
You know what?
Tell you why I'm gonna put Big Game in there because he's supposed to be. If you look at some of I'm gonna give you a little history on how Madden goes.
All right.
Every year you'll get a guy who dominates, right? And then they fade. You get another guy who dominates, and then they fade. You get another guy who dominates, and then they fade. Perfect example. Nobody's gonna beat Big Gene. He's faded. I'm going, nobody's going to be problem. He's faded. You know, there's always somebody else. But Big Game James,
consistent.
Back in the late 90s, all the way to now, is still competing at a top five level. You might not go out there and win all the tournaments every year, but he's a guy that you must be aware of at all times.
And Big Game, a gamer straight up, man. I will never forget the day I met Big Game. We was betting the cash down at the barbershop and never seen this boy before. He never seen me. And he didn't care. You know what I mean? He's like, okay, yeah, I heard he was good. You know, he was a little arrogant. He was a baby back then. And I'm like, let me put this kid under my knee real quick and do what I do to these people. And that's when I found out about Michael Vick and how good Vick was. And I had no clue that Vick was this kind of treacher. Until I played Big Game. And I ended up beating him because, you know, he just simply didn't have nanos. Or he didn't have, you know, he didn't have 43 different ways to set up one blitz. And
he took him
under our wing. The boy got them nanos. The boy got the manuals game going on. And it was a headache playing him for free, let alone for the cash on the line. So, yeah, Big Game, he deserved to be named in the top five.
Oh, definitely, without question. You know what I mean? I bet you if bring it.com was back with Big Game and all them guys, they'd be broke right now. A lot of cash.
They would.
Be making that cheddar.
You know what I mean? Bring it.com needs to be back a couple years ago when them guys was around. A lot of cats be broke right now.
Tell them to come now. Bring it old school. Show the little boys what's up.
Let
we got
me,
a whole
let
table
me,
of them just
me,
getting ready to be teached.
Let me bring in a couple of guys that I've had on hold for a minute here. Let me bring in the one and only T-Boy, Commissioner T-Boy, chairman of the Madden Federation and head of the Harrisburg Ballers Club. T-Boy, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? T-Boy. T-Brizzle. You know what I mean?
There
you know, I met T-Boy. Let me just get. I'm the first time I met T-Boy, right? He scared the living shit out of me because he came in, didn't see him before, right? And he said, "We gonna tear this whole house down." I was like, "What is that, yo?" He brought his little posse out. I mean, we probably turned them around and turned them all around and sent them back home. But just to have that, you know, you gotta have that. You gotta have that within you to do something like that. And now look at them. You know what I mean? They're competing at a top level right now.
And I want you to know, T-Boy, I'm jealous. You know what I'm saying? Because I got my Mike Monster. And Mikey, like, 13 now. And he was on the pass. You know what I'm saying? My son was an animal when he was, like, 9. And now he plays Pokemon. He's straight to the family name. And T-Boy, I'm jealous that you got all them young ants sitting around your house beating the crap out each other. And them boys ready. You got them boys ready.
Yeah, they ready now. They done been through a whole lot of battles. They got dudes calling them up, want to join the crew, want to know how to do this, do that. You know, I tell everybody about Young Mystery's first tournament. You remember, you broke him in his first time. The first tournament he was at was at the Harbor.
Oh, no, you broke him in. It was your mouth that got him recognized. And it was just up to me to carry through, because you don't see too many people 35 and over screaming for their son the magnitude that came out your mouth. So, no, I ain't do nothing. That was all dad's work.
Well, I mean, he was 9 years old. He was up 21 nuts. You threw him out there early, too. Son, go get it. Go get that right now. Let's go. When I already knew at 9 years old, he had more stick than me, it was time.
Nice.
You know what I mean? And now all three of them, they all still three killers. They down in the basement right now working out. Right now. They allowed to do that. They got a laugh. Tell them about the laugh, Bobby.
You know about the laugh. Go ahead, man. Donnie's fucking doing that. He can tell them how them guys in there all night. All night for hours.
T-Boy probably got the best setup as far as, like, a lab you could ever have. Dude got, like, 4 big plasma TVs in his basement.
Ooh!
Xbox 360s. And couches everywhere. It's just tough.
Plus, your autographs all over the place, too, Top.
Top, you got to see this place, man. You got pictures on the walls, autograph pictures, TVs everywhere. Then he come down with food and liquor. He make you don't even want to go home.
Hey, nice. Nice. Somebody getting money. Ain't a recession for everybody, huh?
Now, the recession ain't here in Harrisburg at all.
Not at all. Harrisburg, who?
Recession, what? It's all right, man. Everything's good, though. God's blessing me, man, for real. You know
That's
what I mean? Yeah, definitely.
Let me also bring on NJ Rod, commissioner of the New Jersey Madden Ballers Club and the guy who runs the monthly King of the Couch tournament. NJ Rod, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, fellas, man? Sitting back listening to all this nostalgia and everything, you know?
What's happening, baby?
I want to make a quick confession here that I'd never really made, in the Madden scene real quick. When I first got into the game as far as, like, getting into the underground tournaments, NWS and everything, we had there was a tournament down in Gaithersburg, Maryland, down at, like, an American Legion or something down there.
Oh, yeah, I was there.
Who was there? You were there, right, Curly Top?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, you were there, and also I was in your round robin. You know what I'm saying? You know, and where I was from, you know, I'm Dover, New Jersey, this and that. You know, guys down the block, barbershops, this, that. I was pretty dominant, very dominant. You know what I'm saying? And I was a player. I was a baller. I was a baller for the longest. And then I had this dude named Curly Top, you know, this tall dude, you know, his hair and Jerry Curl, whatever he had back then, a little curl. And he beat and this guy, I think I had Curly Top and Candyman was in my round robin.
Oh, damn.
With the Jerry Curl.
I played Candyman, right? You know what I'm saying? He let me have, you know, this and that. You know, it was kind of close a little bit. You know, I lost by like maybe 10 or something. So I'm like, all right. So then I play this cat, Curly Top. I'm like, oh, and my name was Rod. You know, everybody had a name, this, that. You know, I'm Rod. You know, Curly Top, this guy, big, you know. So I played this guy, Curly Top, and he gave me the business, man. He hammered me. That was my retirement right there. Boom. Never.
Damn.
I was it. He retired. I never admit this, you know, I never told nobody, but Curly Top retired me and made me into a commissioner. That was it. That was my last.
Damn.
Hey,
Rodgers, I want to apologize, bro. I didn't know you. I want you to know the truth. I didn't even know I beat you that bad. I didn't even know that I played you.
It was cop. That's your rule. You said if you don't know a dude, you beat him by 50.
It was so bad that it was raining that day, too. It was raining real bad. It was like it was a real thunderstorm that day, right? And I came out with some of my boys. We came in two cars. I said, I'm out, man. Them guys are still playing. I said, I'm out. What do you mean? You going back to church? I said, nah, man. I had enough of this. So I went back, retired my stick, and, you know, started NJ Madden Ballers, man. And that's how it happened. Right?
Well, it was for the better. You know, they all say God got a plan, bro. And I was hot back then, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, you know, that's a little story that I've held on for the last 6 years. You know, I might as well, you know, let that out.
You feel better, Rod? You got that out?
Yeah. You know, I feel better. You know, he's the guy to retire me. I admit it, you know.
It's okay. Big Game might have had a huge part of me retiring. Actually, Michael Vick made me retire, if you really want to know what happened.
Yeah, crazy.
Wow.
Good stuff. Yeah, we had a tournament this past weekend. You know, Dynasty was in there. You know, I want to congratulate him. And you know, we use the standard, you know, Players Bowl procedure as far as like the rules and everything. And yeah, he bought back twice. You know, don't get me wrong. He bought back twice. But when it came down to that single elimination, where everybody was in the same boat, you know, blah blah blah, this and that, it showed who was tournament tested. You know what I'm saying? Because once it got down to the point where you couldn't lose, he was the only guy that didn't lose. You know what I'm saying? We put in almost 30 guys went into the bracket.
Out of them guys, he
ran the table. Go ahead.
Can I correct you on that real quick? Because I do have the brackets right in front of me, and his opponent, Joe, the online dude, the unknown dude, went undefeated all day long.
Ooh.
Dynasty in the finals.
Until Dynasty, yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Joke, whoever you are.
Yeah, Joke ran the table all day. Undefeated. That was good stuff.
Yeah, he would have been better off losing early, though, and then running the table at the end like Dynasty did. He would have came out with the 500. You know, that was his only mistake. His only loss came in the last game. That was his only flaw. But overall, like T-Boy can speak on that. I do multi-gaming. So we had, you know, Madden, Halo, Gears of War, and it was just so crazy in there, man, that I really could not do the Madden stuff. So T-Boy, I want to thank him. I know Bobby was over there also, and they pretty much ran that event. T-Boy took care of all the brackets, did him and his wife, the round robins and everything. I just want to thank him for helping me out because if anybody was in there, Bobby could attest to that. T-Boy, it was a madhouse, and I just simply couldn't get over there. So I just want to thank the brother for helping me out and getting that going.
Yeah, I'm anytime.
Yeah. All right. Let me also bring on the line. We have it's kind of like an all-star cast here tonight. We also have Glenn with us. From getyourtournament.com. Glenn, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good evening, Glenn. I don't want to cut you off real quick, but let me just interject this because I got to go. I just want to say hopefully everybody, you know, makes their way to Philadelphia on April 4th, Game Time Bobby, bringit.com. You know what I mean? We're going to have a nice little tournament, $3,000 guaranteed to everybody who shows up. You know what I mean? Get a chance to win. You got the satellite tournaments around the East Coast that you got a chance to get your free entry. You got bringit.com, got a free entry. You know, if you got the balls to win, to sign up and win. You know, hopefully everybody comes and get to see Curly Top, the world's famous Curly Top. You know what I mean?
World famous, huh?
World famous Curly Top. See, people
the 17-year-old boys only.
World's famous Curly Top. You got to say it right. You know what I mean? You just can't say Curly Top. You're like, world's famous.
I'm going to let y'all in on something. I know we're doing a lot of interjecting, but I'm only popular to 17-year-old boys. I'm like the Barney for teenage boys. And this is real rap, yo. Yo, my wife be sitting around, man, and she worried about me having groupies. It's 2,500 young boys chasing me up and down the street.
That's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing at all. I had to put women on my MySpace page because I look like a pedophile. Boy, it's terrible. I'm sorry, Hustle. Please proceed, y'all. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to make sure everybody knows bringit.com. Make that your first stop for all your online gaming. You know what I mean? Check out my man Woody's site as much as possible. Get
much
your
love,
free
much
entry.
Love.
You know what I mean? And hopefully everybody comes up to Philly and they get to hear me talk a whole lot of, you know, smack. You know what I mean? That's what I do.
Shit.
I, you know, hey, you talk about, hey, Ryan, you talk about somebody who's retired. I'm so retired right now that all I play is hockey online. That's all I play right now, hockey. I'm so retired, man. I can't even believe it.
You playing a 3-on-3 hockey?
No, I don't play the 3-on-3. I play at least play real hockey. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got hey Woody, you get an online thing with that hockey, you might be able to do something, dog.
We got it.
Let me tell you,
come check it out at Bringit. We got some serious tournaments. We got tournaments and everything, you know, like we got the Gears of War, we got the Call of Duty, we got NHL, FIFA. I mean Madden is definitely the focus. You know, Madden is the premier game we got, but we got everything on there. We got a little NHL action if you want. I myself play a little NHL, so you come and we'll see who's best.
Damn.
On that note, I'm going to take my behind back. I'm going to take my black behind back on the ice where it belongs right now because I damn sure can't compete with Dynasty. You know what I mean? Bob, you take it easy.
Yeah.
Mr. Moderator, you're doing a hell of a job here on the online. Keep up the good work. Woody, bringit.com. You are the world's leading online gaming thing. You know what I mean? And to the world famous Curly Top, I'll
to 17-year-old boys. You gotta put all that there.
17-year-old boys. Hey, look, I gotta go, fellas. Y'all take it easy, man.
All right, Hustle, be easy, baby.
Just Hustle, take
Thank
care.
Thank you, Hustle, man.
All right,
that was the world famous. Yeah, I can do that. Hustle man. All right.
Of the effect.
All right. Glenn, back to you. Get your tournament.com. Talk to us.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you guys were talking about buybacks earlier, and I forgot who was siding on either side there, but I was going to say that never before I started covering Madden tournaments, have I ever seen buybacks. I think buybacks are the most atrocious thing in the tournament world, and I think we need to get rid of them. If people want to give a second chance, do double elimination, raise the fees, start selling Little Caesars pizza to make up the money, do other things, but I think buybacks are stupid. I think we need to get rid of buybacks or change the format in another way to give people a second chance if we can give if we want to give people a second chance. I mean, personally, I think that if we do pool play, and then a single elimination, that's fine as it is. And don't let nobody come back in if they want a second chance. Don't let nobody come back in. Or just run double elimination. That gives them give them two games guaranteed, and they got a chance to lose and still come back and win it. But the buyback thing, I think it needs to end right now. Don't even have it for players. Don't even have it for any future tournaments. That's my stance on it.
And how you really feel.
Yeah, right. Don't hide it now.
Wow, how many tournaments have you ever had?
Hey, I was going to say, because I cover Street Fighter 4 now, and that's the biggest thing, and there's no buybacks there on Street Fighter 4 in any of the fighting games, new fighting games that come out. So I'm just surprised that Madden's still doing it after a couple years now doing a buyback. So I'm just saying.
My only complaint about buybacks is that the kid that went all the way and didn't lose should have had an opportunity to do a 2 out of 3 because he didn't lose all day. I think that would have made that more fair. But outside of that, it's an economy, man. I mean, hey, people got to pay for all this stuff that they for the venue. They got to pay for these TVs. They got to pay for a lot of overhead that goes into this. And so I do understand why buybacks are being made, because these commissioners should make some money off of. And when I say money, ain't nobody walking away with $25,000 for this, but they putting in the hustle of, I know people that, LeBron James make $1 million for an appearance. Mm-hmm. All the work that goes into making sure these competitions come out right, you just made, less than the person that got first prize. It's kind of absurd. So I understand exactly why buybacks are there. They're there to cover fees, man, to cover some overhead, to get you some padded money, and so you're able to do it again. So I get it, but y'all got to make it a little fair for that guy that went all the way to the top and didn't lose.
I'm going to interject. Hey, T-Boy. I'm going to let T-Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to let T-Boy explain to y'all. Tell them. Because the way you guys are looking at buybacks is totally different than the way the system is. T-Boy, explain to him how you explain to them guys how to buyback with the season and the whole playoff thing. Because the way you guys are looking at it is totally way it's not. Because as far as it's a three-man qualifying round, which is a different season than the whole playoff single elimination round. So I'm going to let T-Boy explain it to you because he knows the system and he knows how it's run.
Well, basically, gentlemen, the way it works is we put guys into three-man brackets because we want to put all the best players in the playoffs, okay? I mean, but we have there's a system that's ran where we do point differential, and sometimes a guy might win and the guy might lose, but if he didn't score enough points, he still might not make the playoffs. So, I mean, it's just like running a regular season, and then you make the playoffs and you go to the Super Bowl and you win. Sometimes you might run into somebody in the round robin that you'll see in the playoffs, and it'll benefit you that you played them and you already beat them. You may have already beat them because you played them that day. But, I mean, it's so much work that goes in. This man, it is hard to have a tournament and just if you can't charge guys $100 a head to get in and then just let them lose once or even just lose twice, and then they like, wow, I just spent $100 to get in. You know what I mean? And the prizes, you try to get the prize money, you try to cover the venue, and sponsors ain't giving you no money, unless you somebody like dealing with what Top's dealing with. You know what I'm saying? It's very hard to put these things together without having some way to generate, some funding to keep having it. I mean, because we all got bills, too. We love the game, but, Like Commish T always says, treat it like a business, it's fun, but it's also, it has somebody, there's money being put out for it. And my man is saying, I hate buybacks. I hate it. Until you had a tournament, you see at the end of the day where you gave out all the prize money and your feet are swollen and your back is sore. And you have nothing done, but the prize money is out there, and you're sitting there, like, with your pockets is empty, and your feet's hurting, and your back's hurting, and you're like, well, when? And then your buddies is running around with all the money talking about when's the next one. And I want to hear what you say. You know, what are you going to say next? You know, when's the next one? And then you're going to be like, I ain't make nothing. You know, you want me to just keep throwing stuff together, borrowing TVs and doing this and that and busting my butt, putting out flyers and this and that just for you to have all the money? You know, I mean, when you go to a casino and you gambling in a casino and you lose, you know, you can't get your money back. You know what I'm saying? But it's up to you how much you spend. You know, it's how up to you how many times you want to try to make the qualifying rounds. There's a cutoff time for it. You know, it's always it's a cutoff time for it. We set it up. It's from 10 in the morning until maybe like 2 or 3 or 4 o'clock in the evening. And then buybacks are done or requalifying rounds are done. And the guys that make the playoffs, we got our 24 spots or 32 spots or whatever how many spots we're trying to get. And we got those spots done. Everybody paid their way. They qualified. They played their games. They scored how they had to score to get their seeding to get into our playoff rounds. I mean, it's the tournament format is all it is. I mean, every. I'm sorry. Was somebody going to say something?
Well, yeah, because I mean, there's a few things I look at it when from my perspective, and I have run a couple tournaments in nice venues, spent several hundred dollars, but my premise. When I go into running a tournament, is that if I want money back, I'm gonna enter. I'm gonna play. I'm gonna enter. I'm gonna try to win that money. And people know that I've come close 2 times to getting my money back to cover the venue. I haven't. I just said, you know what? It's not about me. It's about the players. Let them have fun. I'll spend the money because it's about me giving them a good time. And so I look at it from now. If we want to do it as a business. Then we let people know ahead of time that, yeah, it's going to be a business. This is a business aspect. We're going to run several tournaments, and we're going to try to make money so that we can have more tournaments and more tournaments and more tournaments in the future. But there's sometimes that – for now, sometimes that we don't tell people that it's a business that we're setting it up for future tournaments, that we just say, hey, I'm running a tournament. We're going to do this, and it's all kept secret from the players, unfortunately. So I think we need to be a little bit more open with telling our players that, yeah, what we do is we are looking at it from a business standpoint. Because my other thing about this, too, is that it's also from a competitive nature. Because I just on the surface, would hate it that somebody bought their way back into the tournament and then they win it.
But they're not buying way back into the tournament. It's a qualifying
bracket. Let me explain something here to you. Are you familiar? You're familiar with the NFL, right?
Oh yeah.
Are you familiar with the Giants and the Patriots played in the Super Bowl 2 years ago?
Oh yeah, Super Bowl 42. Yeah.
You know what the Giants' record was going into that game?
Yeah, that was 10-6.
Are you going to ask the Giants fan?
And what were the Patriots? 16-0.
They were, 16-0 undefeated.
Yeah, now, according to you, should the Patriots get another shot at that because they were undefeated going in?
No.
What happens is this. Those six losses that the Giants accrued that year was in the regular season, or what we call the qualifying round or preliminaries.
Yeah.
There's room for losses there. There are room for things to happen. And just because they lost six games didn't put them out. They got into the playoffs. The playoffs is a single elimination, every man for himself, one loss, one and done type atmosphere. So in certain situations, you're not going to have, people peak at a certain time or whatever. But for business purposes and also just for guys traveling, this and that, we use the buybacks in the preliminary rounds and then the playoffs. And then once the playoff comes, when those 16 guys are in or 24 guys or whatever it is, you cannot lose there. So there's an illusion or a misunderstanding or ignorance, whatever you want to put it. People feel that guys are losing in the playoffs and then coming back. You know what I'm saying?
Just like the Giants had those six losses.
It was in the regular season. But once the playoffs hit, they went red hot and ran the table. That's how we do the same thing.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that I have seen tournaments where in the playoffs you can buy your way back in and –
Well, that's
the finals.
Yeah, those are people that distorted how the things are supposed to be done. You know what I'm saying? There are people that drive cars 125 miles per hour, no seatbelts on. That doesn't mean that it's meant to be. You know what I'm saying? So just because somebody has distorted or perverted rules, you can't blame everybody or everything on that situation. You know.
And I just want to add one thing. I don't think announcing that we're trying to run it like a business is going to matter to the guy that's signing up. I don't think they're going to sit there and care whether you say I'm running it as a business or not. I think the points that are made are pretty valid. That number one, the tournament director is not doing this to lose money. So he has a right to put some systems in place to at least ensure that his expenses are covered and he's not walking away in a deficit. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that as long as the system is disclosed up front, it's one thing if you say up front, no buybacks, single elimination, and then afterwards you say, oh, never mind, we're doing buybacks. Okay, there might be some issues there.
Yeah.
If it's disclosed up front, preliminaries, you can buy back in, and then once you're in the playoffs, a single elimination, then people have a choice. If they don't want to abide by those rules, don't play. You know, go play in a different tournament. But if it's up front and everybody knows that that's acceptable, then, you know, I mean, I like Dynasty. I have a lot of respect for Dynasty, and that's why when I talked to Bobby yesterday, I let him know I was going to bring it up. Not necessarily to call out Dynasty, because Dynasty was playing by the rules. But it was a good question. I thought it was a valid point of you had a guy who didn't lose, you had a guy who bought back. What do people think? I think T-Boy, Bobby, and now Rod's explanation is really a good one where, you know, the preliminaries is just like the regular season in the NFL, and losses are allowed. And then when you get into the playoffs, it's the playoffs. You lose and you're out. And that makes a lot of sense. And like I said, if people don't feel comfortable with that, well, then that's fine. But it's disclosed fully up front, and it seems to be, I mean, we got three of the major tournament directors on the line right now, and it seems to be par for the course.
And you know what? You know, and another thing, though, I call it like I see it. That's how I am. Anybody knows me, you know, will tell you that. It's the fact that Dynasty was the one that won that made that relevant. If that would have been somebody else, anybody else, it's because he won it. And people didn't want to see him win it, you know, the situation, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? You know, when it came crunch time, he did what he had to do. If that was somebody else or little Joe from down the street, that would have never came about. You would have never thought of it. It would have never been talked about, never discussed. It's just the fact that he was the one, and he's the world champ, blah, blah, blah. Now, they're going to make a big deal out of it. But you know what? He peaked, and when it was the 24 guys, 30 guys in the playoffs, whatever it was, he didn't lose. It was simple as that. Everybody knew what it was. They knew what the rules were. Once it got to the single elimination, he didn't lose. It's just as simple as that. So, you know, that's how it goes. That's how it's been. That's how it's going to be for the next tournaments and Players Ball. Everybody knows the procedure. But like, as I said, if that would have been somebody else, we wouldn't be having this discussion.
Yeah, I think the one thing I'm seeing, at least out here, is that there's so many variations. So maybe the tournament organizers here, whether they don't know about Madden Federation or EFL or any of the big major organizations, you know, we need to all get together and say, here's the rules, here's the setup, here's how it should go, here's how you run your event, and do it. Because I see so many variations. This is why I bring it up. I see so many variations of this is when you can buy back in, or this is when you can buy back in, or you can buy back in all the way up until the Final Four or playoffs. So I think that's what we need to do.
Have you been to GameTimePhilly.net or even HBCPGA.com and clicked on the rules?
Wait a minute.
Why don't you plug your spot one more time for those who ain't getting them 14 initials?
Okay, HBCPGA.com and click rules and choose the Madden 09 logo, or you can go to GameTimePhilly.net and click on tournament rules, and it clearly tells you about three-man qualifying brackets. If guys read the rules, it would be just so much easier. It tells you about three-man qualifying brackets. It tells you about the qualifying rounds, how long they last. It tells you about don't even think about trying to pay your way to our playoff. You know what I mean? It says all of it in bold print. So you feel free to go click on it right now, and you can read it. It's right there. Anybody who wants to go check it out, they can log on and check out the rules right now, because everything you need to know about the tournament is in writing on our website. Plain as day. The whole
T-Boy, if I can intervene for a second, what people are on, what you're getting a small taste of is what, you know, at the Madden Challenge, we get a huge taste of the entire time. And it don't matter. People go and complain. People, you cannot satisfy everybody, man. I mean, in the end, all rules are there on that EA Sports website. Everything is written. You know what's going on. And if you don't know what's going on, you just heard the person next to you that does know what's going on. The bottom line is this. We disqualify people for fun because, you know, me and Rico enjoy it. I mean, bottom line is everything has rules. And if you're going to adhere by it, then you're going to have a good time. And if not, hey, it's what it is. They complain about there's a glare on the TV. They complain about they standing too long. Can they get a chair? Can we listen to our headphones? Can we do this? Can we? No. It's the Madden Challenge. That's what this is. You're going to stand up for 7 hours in some tight Air Force Ones because you thought they were the best-looking tennis shoes. That's what it is. You got to deal with that. And that's the way it runs. We tell you pre-register because if you don't, I'm going to put you through something. I mean, this is what we do to get our point across every single year. So don't worry about the people that's complaining. They complaining because they lost. They complaining because they didn't have the additional entry fee. They just complaining. And then, you know, it's going to be the people that's going to be there, and they're going to be like, Dynasty did what he was supposed to do, and it was going to do it. We'll see you next time. You know, so you're going to get that. And it's usually the message boards from people who ain't never took their ass to NATO that's just got to intervene and bring their two cents into something they've never been a part of. So most of these people on these message boards have no clue what's going on, and they just want to be a part of a topic. Don't pay that stuff no mind. These boys come out to play. They know what they're going up against. Win or lose, they upset anyway. Well, not if you win, but if you lose, you pissed off anyway. Right. Madden Challenge is the only place where you go. Like, you go to a club, the later it get, the more popping it get. You go to a Madden Challenge, the later it get, the easier it clear out. Everybody's pissed. Everybody's pissed. And me and Rico make it our business to make a matter that they took their day off to be here to come up short. So it's what it is, man.
In. Let me jump in because I got some calls. I think I know who this is, but 310 area code, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yo. Hello.
Yo, is this A1?
Yeah, this is A1. What's up, man? What's
hey,
up, Top?
Hey,
A1. What's going on, A1?
I just heard you on the show, man. I just want to say what's up. Say what's up to everybody.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, I'm chilling up, Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit, that's it, man. I'm doing taxes, man.
I know you're doing
it. I'm about to say that. I know this your time of the year, right, brother?
Yeah, man, I ain't talked to y'all in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know, man. I mean, you got my paperwork, right? I'm ready. I'm ready. I sent it out to you. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, you got to do mine. Right. I'm like 2 minutes from you.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, I just wanted to recognize you. I saw the area code, so we don't get a lot of West Coast love, but when we do, we want to recognize you, so
now,
appreciate it.
Can we keep A1 on for a second?
Sure can.
What's up, A1? A1 is Top. How you doing, bro?
What's up, big dog?
Hey, ain't much shaking. What's going on with your coast, bro?
What you mean? We out here rolling, man.
You out there rolling? That ain't what I'm hearing.
What you hearing?
I'm hearing don't nobody know what's going on the West Coast.
Oh, man.
Where my boys at, A1?
Man, they sleeping right now, I guess.
A1, you supposed to be, you A1. You got to get them boys rolling back over there. I know y'all got good weather. I know y'all got good-looking women, but they stuck up anyway.
Yeah, man, we got too much stuff to do out here, man.
Exactly. Yeah. You got to get them boys back in perspective. All right, I'm done.
Hey, you come out here, you're going to be doing more than that. That's what I'm saying, Top.
What's that?
Hey, you come out here, you're going to be doing more than men. That's what I'm saying.
85 degrees today. Hey, don't get me wrong, bro. I done been in your neck of the woods quite a few times. It's sexy. I mean, outside of them earthquakes and mudslides and fires, no reason.
Oh, man, we had them every few years, man.
I don't even know what that's
over the east any day.
Hey, bro, the fact that an avalanche is coming is a problem.
Man, y'all got tornadoes, hurricanes.
They don't have no doubt. That's the Midwest, man. That's,
whatever, man. Y'all
we don't have that
out here.
We get four seasons, winter, spring, summer, and fall.
Yeah, man, it stays summer all year long out here. So.
But you don't know nothing about snow, A1.
I don't know nothing about that cold-ass snow, man.
Hey, yo, snow.
I'm telling you, I got on a tank top right now.
Let me let you know about snow.
I'm about to hang up on you now, man.
Hey,
I got ladies
snow,
there, ladies.
That snow means booty calls where we come from.
Man, that snow means good Madden players. That's why y'all so good, man. Y'all locked in all the time. I ain't got nothing else to do but play Madden.
Hey, hold up. Seattle on the West Coast also, and I wanted to kill myself up there. It rained the entire time, every time we go up in Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle's terrible with the rain.
Hey, oh, lovely.
Oh, man.
So let me I got a couple of calls here. So let's
you got area code 248?
I do.
Yeah, let
Truth on the line there.
That's true.
Let Truth on the line.
Yeah. All right.
Oh Lord.
248.
Here we go.
Is this true?
So here we go.
Truth.
Hello?
Yeah, I think we got your Truth. You on?
Yeah. You hear me?
Oh my God, man! Get all that food out your mouth, man.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can everybody else hear him?
Yeah,
am I clear?
I got a couple requests to tape your matches at players.
Requests for what?
To tape your matches. Any money matches you do? Any money games you do? They want me to tape your matches. No, I'm just saying.
Tape them?
No. We gotta get Truth. Yeah. You
got to
get Truth. Yeah.
Who wants to play
me?
Can somebody translate this?
I can't. I can't translate nothing.
It sounds like, if I'm hearing this correctly, you're saying that there are requests out there to record a videotape Truth's money games at Players Bowl?
Yep, that's right. Yep.
Yeah, we can do that. If anyone will actually play me, we can do that.
Holla. For anyone that don't know, I'm going to tell y'all a great Truth story. So, Truth didn't pre-register at Pittsburgh.
Oh, my God.
he didn't pre-register, me and Rico make you pay for not pre-registering, because pre-registration pretty much sets exactly what we need to deal with, what we're about to walk into. So all of a sudden, we got 45 people that pre-registered, and then you got 700 walk-ons. We get a little upset when we see that. So we make the people that walk on kind of pay. And Truth so happened, never heard of the kid before. His name was Daniel. And Daniel was part of the walk-ons. And we pretty much said, okay, we got one slot, a guaranteed slot for a walk-on. First person around this stadium wins. Goodbye. So Truth and everybody takes off running. And Rico stopped them halfway around the stadium. It was like, no, come on, run back toward us. And everybody ran back toward us. And then Rico sent them off running an extra half a mile. And they ran back. Daniel's son won the competition. He got his automatic spot. We was more proud of him that he was tough on the game. But, all of y'all know, an ambulance came out that day because Daniel's son couldn't breathe. And then he went on to the final way after they put that oxygen and put that IV in his arm. He shook it off and went to the final way. It was a great day for him.
Great day. I'll never hear the end of that, will I? Ever?
No. No, you ran 4 miles and almost died. At a Madden challenge. Like,
this is the thing you're forgetting, though. That was for PS2, if you remember. That wasn't even me. I just said, well,
no. I don't remember. You didn't win. If you don't win, I don't remember you.
The whole running thing was for the PS2 walk-ups. I was 360. I just said I'll do it just for whatever. I'll just run. Remember?
Now that story gets funnier.
That's where it gets even funnier. It wasn't even for me. I already pre-registered 360s. So,
nice.
Yeah, that was rough. Yeah, I've had my fair share of stories to tell. But,
yes, you have.
Who's on the line as a Madden player? Like who's a Madden player on the line?
Your champion, Dynasty's on the line.
Leonard Green, oh man.
Stop
Leonard Green. How's your phone doing? How's your phone doing, sweetie?
It's doing just fine.
Oh man, he's got a lime green, baby pink phone. That shit's crazy. Ugh. So, what were we guys talking about on the radio?
Okay, we were talking about
what we're gonna talk about in a moment. I didn't want to interrupt you, Top, because I love listening to you. I do want to talk about we have one more caller I want to try to get to that has their hand raised, but I do want to take a minute with all of this talent, knowledge, and intelligence on the line, talk about a proposed rule change that Bobby had mentioned for Players Bowl. But before we do that, let me just grab this call. 410 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
It's about time, Jesus! I've been alone for over here.
The commissioner.
Hey, Curly, I'm very, very impressed with the lineup tonight.
You're very impressed.
Yeah, very, very impressed. You know.
What's up, bro?
We appreciate you. We appreciate your patience, brother. See, now I had not been forwarded your number. Had I been forwarded it, I would have had you on about 10 minutes ago. So, my bad.
I'm really just joking, man. Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing?
What's up, man?
Mike. How you doing, Mike?
And for those of you who didn't quite catch it, we have the commissioner of the Madden Challenge and
the commissioner.
And well-known member of the community, Baller Brown, is on the phone. And or actually, maybe this one would be better.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Hey, wait, man. How come I ain't get all that? Wow, everybody like Brown more than me, man.
I barely got the introduction out top, and you was gone with it. I couldn't even get to the sound effect. I ran with it, Russell.
All right, I'm okay with it then. All right.
Bobby, you want to maybe talk about the proposed rule change?
Well, we were going to talk about it. On Madden Nation, they had a rule on the bus to actually prevent clock balling. And it was pinned. Some guys brought it up to me the last couple of weeks because there's been a lot of complaints all year about how guys seriously clock ball. They don't clock ball. They seriously clock ball with some guys on 90 and getting the ball for one time a game. So being as though Dynasty and Truth were on the bus, I'll let them explain the rule and they can go into detail about it.
Well,
can you let Dynasty do it? Because we can't understand Truth.
Basically what the rule was, Chow went over the rules, he basically said that you couldn't let the play clock run past 15 seconds if the game clock was actually running, unless you were under 2 minutes in the second quarter or 2 minutes in the fourth quarter. But as long as the game clock was not running, you could let it go past 15 seconds. But if you would let it go past 15 seconds and the clock was running, then you'd be forced to get a delay of game or burn the timeout. So, I mean, that really prevented us from clocking on the bus.
So this is like proposed rule that like a lot of guys are asking about. So what I did is I said I'll talk to all these promoters and commissioners that are running tournaments, and we'll talk about it. We'll put a vote up on the board to see what guys think about it. And so far we've been asking around, and it seems like the majority of the guys we're talking to want us to enforce the rule. So we're just going to kind of play it and talk about it on the show here and put it on the boards and see how guys think about it, and we'll go from there.
As somebody who looks on it from the outside, just covering Madden tournaments, I really like the idea. I think it should be, just on the surface, I really like the idea. I think it should be enforced.
Can I put my two cents in on this? Is that cool?
Absolutely.
I don't know if some people want to hear it, though, but go ahead, Dan.
I'm just checking. I think the rule is going to be good, but at the same time, I think that it's going to be a touchy situation. Like, if, let's say, I'm playing someone from Game Time Philly and I come down and score seven and they come down and I stop them, I'm up seven with the ball, like telling me I'm not able to clock at that point, like, there's going to be someone that's going to end up losing the game. Like, let's say Prob will be up 14 with the ball and he can easily clock the rest of the game out, then, like, telling him he can't, like, that's like saying to someone you can't run a play. Like, that's putting restrictions on the game. But the rule will be good because there's people that are, like, kicking the ball out of bounds and such and, like, really taking clock into a whole new level. That like, right there will, like, really – the rule really help that out. But, like, how do you go as far as, like, if I'm up 14 on someone and just because of the rule, that'll, like, keep them in the game? Because if I'm up 14 in the third, there should be, like, you know what I mean? Like, with the ball. But with the rule in place, that might keep them in the game. So,
right. Danielson. That's the object of it.
That's the object of it, to keep people around.
The object of it is to keep you playing. To keep you playing football instead of stop. Don't just rely on the clock. Just start. Keep playing football. Keep calling plays. Keep getting first down.
That's true. But at the same time, from what I've been talking to people about the rule is, this is a video game at the end of the day. We don't have, we're not the NFL. And I think it's trying to make, like, with this rule, it's trying to make Madden more sim and make it more, like, realistic and stuff. But at the end of the day, there's glitches, there's this, there's that. This is not the NFL. So I understand that's making the play calls more. But, like, if I'm up 14 with the ball, and I look over to Bobby like, no, man, sorry, you got to call a play. Like, it's going to, you know what I mean? Like, it's just going to be, I mean, that, like, to be honest, like, I'm not being biased at all because the rule will actually help out my game because I play with the Raiders. So my defense will be on the field more and have more chances to, you know, get stopped. So it'll be in my favor if anything. So, but at the same time, like, that's like putting restrictions on people's games. Like, if I'm up, I understand the clocking. From the first, like, I play on Bring It for Money all the time, and it gets serious. Like, you play kids and they're clocking, like, from the first play of the game, they kick the ball out of bounds, so you only have, like, 40 yards to go, so you can't even run the clock on them. Like, they took it to a whole, like, mathematical equation. So that is, like, extremely, like serious, but as far
as...
they really did a math equation, like, I'm going to kick the ball out of bounds. You get the ball at my 40. You go ahead and score. And, like, I'll just get the ball back. And then they run out of bounds at the 5-yard line. Like, they receive the ball, come out the end zone, run out the 5. Like, you're looking like, what the hell? What are they doing?
Yep.
Like, they ran out of bounds at the 5-yard line. So they have 95 yards to take all 8 minutes, the whole half. And then you're over there with the sour face, like, he's really fullback diving with Jason Witten, like, 5 yards a pop. And then the play clock this year takes like 50 seconds, so it's even worse. So I understand the clocking is like really crucial, but at the same time, though, like with that rule in place, it's really going to put like restrictions on the game. So that's just my input. So,
well, I mean, for all that matter.
Carol, let me add just for a second. Above everything, the real reason that those guys implemented that game rule was because it was television. That was the real reason. And
yeah.
It wouldn't be in exciting television to have a guy sitting there running the clock. So
yeah.
Those guys who put those rules into place from EA, they don't know about the actual game.
Well,
they could care less. They just want great television.
Yeah.
Bro, sorry to interrupt you, but the person that made up the rules was Chow.
Well,
the reason that Chow made up the rule, though, that this is what he told me, is because it, like exactly what Brown said, it wouldn't be good for TV. And if you remember, Dynasty, I had a couple glitches that are Madden Challenge legal, but Chow told me I couldn't run them on TV because people would watch the game. Like, I'm known as a glitchier Madden player, if you want to call it. So I tried to play, like, the night before. He came in the room knocking door, hey, you can't run that. I'm like, why? He's like, well, man, it's TV. Get used to it. Like, there's people like Billy Joe and Sue that are watching it that want to think this is football. You know what I'm saying? So then I go to Madden Challenge and I can run it. So, like, it was – I mean, Chow did implement those rules, but he said it's because if I'm sitting there – and I'm playing, you know, you in a control game or something, and I'm really clocking, like, ESPN is getting paid for their views and stuff, and no one's going to want to view that. At Players Bowl and at the Madden Challenge, as far as views and stuff like that, it's like who wins, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think it's a good idea that you're trying to, like, control the clocking, but the 15-second rule throughout the whole game is kind of, like, touchy. Like, someone's going to get a game, like, thrown because of that, so...
But
I mean,
hey, truth. With respect, I know you're, you know, one of the better ballers out there. Dynasty's on the line, little man's on the line. So I respect what you guys. But you know, isn't it about just playing up who's better on the controller? Shouldn't it just come down to who out schemes who and not
at the end of the day though, it's like who's the better man on that day, like. I mean, yeah, like Dynasty might have a better offense, better defense than me, but if I get a lucky pick at that time or I scheme better and, like, score at opportune times and he scores at unopportune times, then I'm the better man than him in the game. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying, like, anything, like, regarding the situation. I'm just giving an example. So, like, I understand, like, it's coming from, like, tournament directors and stuff, like, hey, let's find out the best ballers and let's see who plays Madden, but at the end of the day, it's not all like that. Like, I mean, whoever schemes the best. I mean, if I'm up 7 with the ball in the third quarter, like, why would I not try and take the clock? You know what I'm saying?
Here's a fair question for you, Truth. Last year, Madden 08, if you're up 7 on somebody, are you going to clock them in Madden 08?
Probably
people
not.
People been clocking since Madden existed.
Here's a question to you, Top. Who is one of the most notorious ballers in Madden known for clocking?
You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. The game this year bored me so badly watching them play. Because again, they pretty much got their whole scheme down. Everybody has the same scheme. It's based off of two BS plays and in short, fullback dive and curl routes,
yes,
was pretty much everybody's offense. If the real problem isn't the clock management, the real problem is that you can get 5 a pop off a fullback dive.
Right.
You want to really control something, make the actual fullback play fullback, and then let's see if you can get 5 a carry.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't think
it's not so much as the clock. If these boys got no scheme, I mean their scheme is. Everybody's using the same scheme with the exception of that boy, El Capitan, who came out there with and played football and gave everybody hell because nobody defended football all year.
Yeah.
I mean, all of a sudden, he just bumped Problem because Problem just found out he can't stop the actual run.
Yeah.
What I was trying to say, Top, is that, like, before this year, you never seen people clock like this. Like, this game is just crazy the way people clock. But like, what I was trying to say was, the guy that's most notorious known for clocking was Gooch. You know what I mean? But now, you know what I mean? Philly Gooch. Now,
and even before Gooch, it was the original Coach K. I mean, people have been clocking forever. But you can only clock if you – I mean –
first downs.
Right. If you can't get these first downs off of your gimmick plays, you ain't clocking. You trying to score. I wish you would run out the five-yard line thinking you're going to go 95 yards on.
Yeah, that's the same. I mean, I play these guys daily. Have you played the Bears yet, Dynasty? He's probably the most
have
notorious
I played the Bears?
Sport.
Oh, yeah. This guy online, he takes clocking to a whole new extreme.
This is the thing, though. I play him on Bring It Now, and he won't play me anymore because, you know what I say, go 95 yards. You want to run the clock. Like Top said, you can only run the clock if you get first downs. So the reason why people are complaining about clocking this year is because it's already been mentioned before. It's because 5 yards in this Madden is easier than probably any Madden ever to get 5 yards, like a pop, every play. So
right. People
are just throwing up their hands like, you know what, that's cool. But, like, I dare you to sit there and fullback dive me and think you can get 4 pop and get a first down, because I'm going to tell you this right now on the radio, you're not going to do that. So, and that's just the way that I feel. So I don't think I can get clocked. And that's the reason I play at the Raiders, because I don't think you can score every time you touch the ball. And that's you, that's problem, that's anyone that I play. So clocking, everyone's complaining because they just get pounded and just keep getting pounded. So what I tell people that, you know, complain about clocking is get better defense, because if you can't get first down,
exactly,
you can't clock the ball. So as implementing a rule, like saying, hey, man, like, to be honest, like, take my word for it. It's going to help me out. If that rule is in place, it's helping me out, because that means you can't do that. You have to pass the ball on the Raiders. I'm laughing at you. Like, it's going to help me out more than anything. But at the same time, like, I don't feel like a rule should be in place just because people have no defense. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm not getting fullback dove for straight anymore, ever again, and just getting clocked out. The Bears won't play me anymore. He ignores me on bringing in. I mean, Woody, you're on the phone. I mean, you can vouch. He won't play me anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because he wants to take the ball up to 5. And I go ahead. Hey, go ahead. Go 95 yards on the Raiders. Good luck, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean.
Only in Madden would you say, go 95 yards on the Raiders.
This year, his name's D. Brown. You guys got to get used to that name. D. Brown, greatest Madden player ever to grace the field. D. Brown, 61 overall. Greatest, yep. You'll see him at Players Bowl. Yeah, I'm not talking about Dan Brown. I'm talking about D. Brown on the Raiders. So, it's going down. But that's what I'm saying. Like, hello.
Yeah, no, you're straight.
Oh,
let
I'm
me
still
just
here. Okay,
Coach,
it's just that I'm in a host queue. I didn't know if I was on mute. Go ahead.
No, you're here. Let me just quickly introduce Coach K. Everyone knows Coach K. Coach K is on the line with us as well. Welcome to the show, Coach K.
Hey, what's going on?
Welcome, Coach.
Welcome. Glad you guys could come on.
Well, not for anything for the community, you know? We love y'all.
We are we're at about 7 minutes to go on the show, so and we have a lot of people on that I'm sure want to get their last minute plugs in. So you know, hey, free for all, go for it.
I'm the man. How about that?
I'll give you this truth. You're exactly the same as who you are on the TML board. So
yes,
I ain't
sir.
Mad at you.
And I'll be the same
at
way
you.
At Philadelphia, PA. So,
well, you know what?
Your
I ain't mad. At you.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be there.
That.
I'm looking forward to seeing you. But I ain't mad at you. I like when guys are the same. That, you know, that's who you are. And hey, that's okay.
That's what's up. So.
All right. So let's recap a little bit here. There is a proposed rule change. It will go out for some more. We got some feedback tonight, and I'm sure Commissioner Storm will go on the TML message boards and make a post, get some feedback from the community and from some other ballers out there, and see what they think about.
In order for that rule to be implemented, it'd be first we get the feedback from the community, and as well as all the tournament promoters, we'll get together and discuss it. It won't be something where I'll just change it myself. We would go to the community and we would vote as a community and all agree. If we don't come to agreement, then we'll just leave as is. It's as simple as that.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, and I think that's a very good democratic way to do it. You know, here we are, the Madden voice, and we are saying the Madden's voice will determine the rule change. A lot going on this month. Let's first recognize BringIt.com, who is doing some great things on their site, have a tournament coming up. And anyone listening to the show, and this is anyone listening to the show, not just members of the EAFL leagues, but anyone who is within earshot of the show, 20% incentive if you go to Bring It, sign up, and promo code EAFL, 20% incentive to do so. Look for the tournament coming up, what do you said, in the next few days?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll try to get it up for the weekend. And just to clarify with the promo code, it's EAFL, 20% bonus on your deposit. So, you know, it's just exclusively for your listeners. Want to see someone come and take on DB, take on Dan Brown, because everybody's
been Yeah, up. Someone
little
please
man,
play
where
me.
You at, bro? Where you at, little
Yeah,
man?
Where you at, bro? I'm right here, bro. Come on. Let's go.
Bring it,
man. I'm on my laptop. Send a challenge, whoever's listening. Let's go. I can talk on the forums too. Send me a game right. For the cash. All right.
All right. Well, real quick plug, Daniel. First, I want to start this off by saying I need Cyrus the Virus to stop requesting my women off Facebook.
Look. Go ahead. I'll address that in a second. Rough. That's so rough. I don't know if you heard. I mean, me and him got into it, so I don't even associate with him anymore, so.
You don't like anybody. You don't like Chow. You don't like Cyrus.
Chow's my boy. He was just he was out here last weekend, so. Chow's my dude. But, Cyrus and me, we got into it, and I just realized that he lays down and stuff, so. It is what it is. So, I'm moving on. Bigger and better things. Maybe not bigger, but, you know what I mean?
And everybody out there listening, we might go a little long tonight, just with the number of people. I want to make sure everything gets plugged. You can catch the overflow on the archive, or you can call in 347-838-9525. But we might actually go a couple minutes long. Bringit.com, sign up, 20% addition to your bonus, if I'm saying this correctly, EAFL. To your deposit. EAFL is the code that you want to use and look for the tournament coming up. We have T-Boy still on. T-Boy, March 14th, Harrisburg.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be off the hook. And plus, I'm cooking again, so you know, and everybody knows they love my food.
Yeah. Yeah, me and Coach K was talking about carpooling out your way, so we'll see. Just eat. We're not going to play. We're just going to come out there to eat.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, it's going to be on the 14th. If y'all coming to get those tests. He's just in warm-up tournaments. You know what I mean? Everybody's got that Players Bowl system in place, so everybody's fine-tuning. If you want to know how it works, this is going to be another way to see how it works coming to Harrisburg. Going to New Jersey, going to Virginia, whichever way y'all going to go, big city, wherever y'all going before. Oh, I don't think big city doing nothing before. But all these warm-up tournaments is the ones y'all, you know what I mean? Everybody's learning the system, getting it together. So Players Bowl is going to be hot, though. I can't wait. I'm going to have some fun. Get off
me! So we've got Bring It, You Win It, and free entry to Players Bowl. We've got Harrisburg, You Win It, free entry to Players Bowl, March 14th. We've got King of the Couch, March 21st. NJMaddenBallers.com, you win that one on March 21st, free entry in the Players Bowl. We've got LAB Productions in Virginia, also on March 21st, and you win that. So multiple opportunities to get in the Players Bowl by winning one of these regional tournaments. And there's four there that I listed. And then ending off the month, the EAFL Classic, two on March 29th. We're projecting $500 to the winner if we can get 32 to sign up, which I think we will. $500 pocket money to take to Players Bowl, the granddaddy of them all, April 4th. And pre-registration is still open, and the discounted fee, if you will, the early bird fee, if you will, is good through Friday. So, you know, don't waste your money. Get out there right now and pre-register and pay that. Go click on that PayPal button and go ahead and send that money to GTP so they can get you all signed up. Any other words, any final
words?
Top, I'm going to give the floor to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, first I want to start this off by saying I appreciate everybody inviting me on. You the man, bro. I am not unobtainable. A lot of people on this phone right now, you know, look right past me. I'm not working right now, so if y'all have tournaments in y'all areas, T-Boy, get at me.
Word?
Oh, word. Oh, word. Word is it. Hey, Brown, you available for the next month, huh?
Yeah. You know, you know what, Curly? I will say, man, I mean, you know, you and I, we haven't done this in a while. Because we work with Madden all the time, once we get off a tour, we don't want anything to do with Madden for the next 7 months. It feels really good to sit here and listen to all the guys and all the tournaments popping off that I didn't even know about, and everybody working together again. And believe it or not, like everybody that's throwing tournaments right now, those guys are the new future of this. You know, it's not like we took the torch and ran it. Like, you guys actually have the torch right now and really don't realize, you know, what's really going on, because you control the community. You know, through every all the hard work that all of you guys are doing, like, you control the direction of where this whole thing is going. And it feels good. I might have to start coming out again.
Yeah, man, it's fun. I like cooking. That's my little bonus thing. When I cook the food for everybody, that's my little bonus that, yeah, everybody having a ball now. They grubbing. Everybody got barbecue sauce all over them. You know what I mean? The green beans is popping, the baked macaroni and cheese is all cheesy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold, stop for a second. T-Boy, I don't know if you know about that chicken cheese steak that Baller Brown introduced back in 98 at his tournament. I don't want you to think that you just added food to your tournament.
No.
Baller Brown.
No, Curly, it's a good thing, man, because what's really, really important, I heard a little bit of the conversation earlier when you guys were talking about the buybacks and the money. Like, the tournament organizers have to realize that it's not about the money. You have to take this money completely out of it and understand that you're going to take a loss maybe for a couple of years. I mean, it takes 5 years to build any brand, whatever the brand is, whatever the business is. So the food and all the little things that New Jersey Rod do for the kids and everything like that, that's what's really important, you know. So, I mean, you can't compete with the money that EA is giving away, not saying that anybody was attempting to do so, but take the money out of it, get back to the roots of why this whole thing was started, and that was based on fun and friendships and just a good time. And trust me, at the end, wherever that end may be, the money will find you. Trust me.
Mm. Amen, brother. With the exception of Dan, who's broke every relationship with every Madden baller he's come across.
Well, he can do that. He's a Madden player. He can do that.
Hey, Doctor, send me looking for you, Top.
Sorry, that's what's up.
Yeah, fight, because we having fight night at Players Bowl as well, so he said he's going to meet you there.
Now you done lost, Bob. I can't commentate now. The hustle going to have to hold it down.
I love Top over anybody in fight night. I'm just saying that right now. I see Top do work in the challenges all year in 08. I love him over anybody.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you. And Daniel. I feel the same way.
Daniel?
No, when you lost your challenge this year, B, you Daniel again.
That was Dynasty speaking.
Oh, it's Dynasty. Look, I don't call him Leonard.
You just insulted me so bad. It's not even funny.
Oh, wow. He said he insulted him. Oh, wow.
Hey, look, I don't call him Leonard.
Oh, wow. I'll be in Philly. That's all I got to say.
Hey,
I'll be in Philly.
Yeah.
All right, that's what's up. solid ball, man. I had a blast as always. I miss y'all.
Yeah.
So well, Top, you know, guys.
I'm sorry, was Top. I was going to throw that out there. Was you coming through Harrisburg? I'll make sure I have my cameraman ready.
Hey, hold on. Wait. Let me get this. Let y'all know something about one. I'm camera shy. I really don't talk that much.
Oh, man.
I mean, y'all going to learn some things about me, man. I mean, I know y'all see me. You know what I'm saying? I got them $1,000 shades on. I'm licking my lips for the camera. Y'all see that guy. That guy right there, that guy is the image of Top. You know I mean, at the end of the day, I'm Michael Taylor. And Michael Taylor don't like all them cameras and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Say that's the Hollywood Rico Williams. Hey, yo, reality is just hands down the biggest camera whore I have ever met. And I have never met a more vain man in my entire life.
Rodwin.
Roderick. His name's Roderick.
Wow.
hey, one last thing. I think we had a late addition, but I didn't catch him in time, so unfortunately he didn't make the show. But Cornstar was attempting to get in just as we were running out of the live show.
He didn't want to do that.
But any quick comments for Cornstar? As I'm sure he'll catch it on the archive.
Absolutely.
Cornstar, do not throw baby powder in the air ever again. Please.
Ever in your life.
What Daniel just said, I concur.
You said Daniel again, Top.
I'm at Dynasty.
Insulted me twice in one show. I can't believe it.
Insulted me.
Hey,
all right.
Hey, Dynasty, best quote of the year. You're done, my dude. As you are pulling off on the bus while Cornstar is sitting there with his luggage in his hand with that face. Tell Cornstar he can't have no girlfriend and play this video game. You can't do both. Cornstar fell in love and his game is terrible.
Well, I do also want to congratulate Cornstar, Dynasty, and Truth. They're all members of the Madden Lab staff now, writers, and I think it's a good partnership with Duke and Gambino at the Madden Lab. I didn't mention them much tonight. My apologies there. Certainly our partner here at the EAFL where we host our forums, and certainly everybody's partner for the tournament scene. I know Bobby talks to Gambino all the time, and I see Bring It ads on there too. So certainly when we talk about a hub for Madden information right now, the TML is the place to go. And, you know, just want to recognize the Madden Lab, Duke Gambino, and congratulate you guys all for being, you know, what I expect to be great additions to an already good group of staff writers on that site.
Yep, what's up?
Well, they're not a great group of speakers, but they're an awesome group of writers.
Yeah, they'll get that tip out there, though, Top Boy. Let's talk about that next tip, and boy, oh boy, look out. All right. Well, listen, we went over about 10 minutes, but that's okay. It was worth it. I just, you know, I hope I can remember everybody, but first and foremost, got to recognize the sponsor, WoodyBringIt.com. We appreciate you coming on the show, and appreciate the incentive that you're doing to all the listeners out there that listen to the Madden Voice. So, guys, go to BringIt.com and sign up, and EAFL is your promo code, and get ready for the tournament that's coming up. Woody, we appreciate you joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me, guys. Looking forward to it. See you all at BringIt.com and also at the Players Bowl.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. GTP Commish, Bobby Storm, the man, the budding legend of this community, the vision.
Did you just call him the budding legend?
The budding legend, that's right. You know the term budding is an up-and-coming legend.
Like B-U-T-T-I-N-G?
But in Dudding.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm with you. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. It was a compliment. Now I'm wondering, man, but it was a compliment. But, you know, we still got a month to Players Bowl, so depending on everybody's schedule, Bobby, you know, whoever wants to come back between now and the tournament and, you know, get that last plug in before the tournament starts, we're more than welcome to have you back. And, you know, we appreciate you coming on the show and talking about this great event.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And thanks, guys, for coming on the radio show and pumping things up and, you know, doing our little camaraderie and getting together. I really appreciate everybody coming out.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. Well, and I want to thank A1 who took time out of the call in the show, even though he's busy doing taxes out there on the West Coast. I want to thank Dynasty for calling in, and you know, appreciate your taking time. Little Man for calling in. Truth, I think this might be your first time calling in, so we certainly appreciate having you on the show. Baller Brown, I hope to have you back on the show, too. Clearly, your perspective is important, and glad that we were able to let you know what's going on in the tournament scene, brother, because we want to see you out there with us, so we appreciate that. And I cannot get off the show without thanking my brother, Coach K, who does so much for the show. But tonight, man, you know, if I had a game ball to give out, I'd have to give it to my man Curly Top, man. I mean, you keep it real, brother.
Yeah. I love y'all, man. I love y'all.
Well, we appreciate it. And Chairman of the Madden Federation, T-Boy, it's always great to have you on the line with us as well. You know, I think I got everybody. So before we end the show, Top, you want to send us out on anything?
No, absolutely not. I want to see y'all when we see y'all. Fourth and Arch. Y'all know what it is, man. And now I can curse again. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't seen Unrated Top. Y'all keep saying, you know, corporate yo. But that corporate, we done with that. When you get your ass tore off you, I'm going to be right there in your face to let you know just how you know what it is. I love y'all. God bless and good night.
All right. Good night. All right. And on that note, I want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Madden Voice. And we appreciate your time. We appreciate your support. You know, and remember all our sponsors and all our loyal supporters. If you want to join the EAFL, it's EAFLmadden.com/join. And give me some feedback on the show. Send me an email to EAFLcommish@EAFLmadden.com and let me know what you think about the show and let me know how we can improve. What can we do better for you? This show is here for the Madden community. Even though we talk about the EAFL and the league, but we're here for you. If there's something we need to do better, let us know. We're ready, willing, and able. So on that, I say good night. We'll see you next week. And remember to join the EAFL, because that's where all feuds are settled, on the field.